Hey trail riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about don't go on his ground. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 26, 15 through 28, verse 14, Psalm 21, 1 through 7, Proverbs 4, 25 through 27, and Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Today we're going to be talking about don't go on his ground. Our focal passage is going to come from Proverbs 4:25, which says, "Let your eyes look forward. Fix your gaze straight ahead." Today we look at an issue of sexual experience and its need to be kept within marriage. Some temptations cannot be avoided. Some, however, can. Anatole France has a story in which God and the devil are talking about a beautiful young woman. God asks, "How dare you tempt such a lovely creature as that?" The devil replies, "Well, she came onto my ground." R.W. Everwood tells this story. A young man seeking his fortune was traveling across an oasis in which a beautiful girl sat spinning on a loom. He asked for a drink, and she said, "Certainly, providing that you let me put these threads around you that I am spinning." He agreed, thinking that he could easily brush away the thin, gross mere threads as one would brush away a spider's web. After drinking the water, he fell asleep and woke and found himself tied by thick, strong cords. And what was more, is that the beautiful young girl had changed into a disgusting and ugly hag. The best way to deal with the temptations is not to go toward it. Paul's advice to young Timothy was to run from such things. 1 Timothy 6:11. John Ruskin tells us this: "No one can honestly ask to be delivered from temptation unless he honestly and firmly determined to do his best he can to keep out of it." My advice is every unmarried man and woman reading this or hearing this, these lines, and married people too, is this: keep out of the devil's territory. Don't go on his ground. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, let us be alert to all dangers that beset our path. And when we move toward them unexpectedly, grant that all the warning bells may ring within my heart. I know, and we know, that you will do your part. Help me, help us to do ours. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at 1 Thessalonians 4, 1-12, Hebrews 13:4, and Ephesians 5, 1-5, and keep these two questions in mind. What instructions did Paul give concerning God's will? And two, what characteristics did Paul say are proper for saints? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.